الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very important announcement. Alhamdulillah, today we're very honored and privileged to have with us our respectful guest from the lands of Palestine, from Masjid al-Aqsa, Sheikh Saleh. For those brothers who traveled to Masjid al-Aqsa, you will be familiar with Sheikh Saleh. When we see him, we just don't see him as a person. When we see him, it is as though we're looking at Masjid al-Aqsa. When we see him, and when we're in his company, we feel as though we're in Aqsa. When we see him, we remember the land, the blessed land and the surroundings. MashaAllah, he's a world-renowned guide of Masjid Aqsa and his surroundings. And alhamdulillah, we're very, very fortunate. And we thank him deeply for granting us this opportunity to be in his company. So I request all the brothers seated here, inshallah, after the dua, there'll be a very important message he will be giving to us from Masjid Aqsa, inshallah. We all shall participate and benefit. Jazakumullah khair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin. برحمتك يا رحمة. reward you.
Requesting the brother that they're leaving, if you have a little bit of your time to listen to what I say, it's going to be so much important message from Al-Aqsa. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, thumma Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that I'm in this town, Bradford, and especially in this masjid, which is Nur al-Islam. I'm going to tell you things now come from my heart, and this is the truth. All the time, while I'm in Palestine, those brothers in this masjid, they do so much project towards Al-Aqsa and around Al-Aqsa. And all the time I go live when they have so much things going on. And I will never forget this area. When I watch what they used to do, when they invite ulama, such like Mulana Abdul Rahim Limbada, and many other ulama, and many other projects, so much things they used to do towards Palestine. And towards Bayt al-Maqdis and Masjid al-Aqsa. So I only say one thing. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward them. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it from them. Till now I've been touring all around. No one up till today do what they do towards Al-Aqsa. And I can witness this as coming from Palestine. They haven't paid me anything. Huh? I'm not linked with anything with the community of this masjid. I'm only come to give message and leave. Huh? Tomorrow I'm going from this town to different town and I'm going home. So there is nothing between me and them that connect, accept, love, huh, and respect for the work that they do towards Masjid al-Aqsa. So much project they did, huh? Come out of this masjid and in this area, and the Imam Sab and all the people that they pray in the masjid. So straight away, I always am mentioning this hadith. As our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man la yashkur al-nas, la yashkur Allah." Whoever cannot thank the people for the good deed that they do, he will not be able to thank Allah. They drove 3 hours when I came to come and greet me. Huh? They been calling me every single day to check if I'm okay or I need anything. Huh? They, as soon yesterday they came, they drove 3 hours, they came and they fetched me and they give me accommodation and they look after me. They took me to the ulama of England to go and meet. Huh? This is big things for me. This is not something small for me. As many people, they turned their back and they walked away. When they hear I'm coming to speak about Al-Aqsa, like I'm just asking them for charity. Like I'm coming to ask them of money. Because straight away, if they hear Aqsa, straight away in their head, this guy, he's coming to collect some money. And though, I'm not here for the money. Hmm? And I'm not here to be inviting anyone home. And though many people, they know who's Sheikh Saleh. I'm not a scholar. I'm not an alim. I'm not an imam. I'm a normal and small person in Jerusalem, doing guiding tours and being manager of very close hotel next to Masjid al-Aqsa. Just sit. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this masjid opened his door for me for the second time of my visiting to England. To share with you about the love of Masjid al-Aqsa. Why I'm here? Huh? And though today I was with Mashayikh without mentioning any names. May Allah reward him. He goes, Salih, subhanAllah. You came from all the way from Aqsa to here, and look how Allah make it easier for you with all what's going on in the world with Corona and this and that. But look, you came from all that way to here. I cannot believe this. Allah make it easy. Allah, He'll tell the things be, it will be. Kun fayakun. Allah brought me here to you to share with you about Al-Aqsa. Huh? Subhanallah. It's karama from Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to me, to you as well. To hear about Al-Aqsa and to hear what's going on in this moment of time in Aqsa. So may Allah Azza wa Jal reward all the brothers. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it from them, especially those community and those people that they look after, which is the masjid where I am now, because they did a lot. Allah reward them. You know, my brothers or sister, if they can hear me as well, since Corona start, since 1.5 or 2 years, everything being shut down. All the masajid being shut down, include Masjid al-Aqsa. But you know, you need to know one thing, that Palestine, and for those they been to Aqsa, Aqsa is in the old city of Jerusalem. And actually inside of the old city of Jerusalem, the old bazaar and markets. They don't have any work since COVID start up till today. Reason being that Aqsa and Jerusalem raised up in tourists, Muslim coming from England, Muslim coming from all over the world, which is since this Corona start, there's no more any work. So many people, they shut these shops and they cannot open it again as well. Many of the hotels being closed and they were not going to open again. So it's very important. The message that I'm going around of England and talk with the people, remind the people of Masjid al-Aqsa. Remind the people of the ayah in the Quran, in Surah al-Isra, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. If you and me have 10 minutes just to share about this ayah and return back to this ayah, you see Allah Azza wa Jal first has been mentioning Aqsa in the Holy Quran. Second, Allah Azza wa Jal has been giving order for our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel from Mecca to Aqsa, in though Allah Azza wa Jal could took him from Mecca to Mukarrama, but Allah Azza wa Jal has been giving him order from Mecca to travel to Masjid al-Aqsa. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the night of Mi'raj, also what he saw? He saw Nabi Musa alayhi salam in the same night of Mi'raj. As our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أو كما قال النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رأيت أخي موسى في قبره قائما يصلي عند الكتيب الأحمر. I saw my brother Musa was standing up in his قبر doing his prayer by الكتيب الأحمر, by red mountains. Referring to our ulama, that red mountain between Palestine and Jordan. And by the way, Bilad al-Sham war one, war Palestine, war Syria, war Lebanon, it was one. There is no war Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, was all one. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was landing. Let's talk open, me and you. When you hear somebody, Imam of Haram come, let's say Mahl al-Mu'iqli. Today he's coming to your masjid. How crowd will be? People, they will be very interesting. Kids, they will be very interesting. The Imam of Haram is coming today to our masjid. Sheikh Mahl al-Mu'iqli, what a beautiful voice he have. Let's carry the everything and wait for him outside of the door of the masjid. Party will be took place. But I'm mentioning now, you and me, just return back to the history, that our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, him landing now to Masjid al-Aqsa, and Anbiya alayhim salam, they are waiting for him to greet him. It's not an imam, not the scholars, not the sheikh, not anyone else. This is our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Himself, he is the one he's landing now. 125,000 Nabi, they were all gathering when in Masjid al-Aqsa, in order for them to greet our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're talking about Al-Aqsa, brother. You're not talking about any place else. You're talking about Al-Aqsa. So Anbiya alayhim salam, now they greet our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm mentioning that Aqsa, how it was. The people of Aqsa, how it was. Mawlana Kaleem. I'm mentioning the wall of Aqsa, how it was. I'm mentioning the whole Palestine, how it was when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is arriving. After he greet the Anbiya alayhim salam, they have two drinks was offering for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to go in detail with these drinks because there's ikhtilaf between the ulama. Anyway, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the front and he read the salah with all the Anbiya that they read right behind him. We're talking about 125,000 Nabi in that moment of time, they read salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means where you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, my brother, and you prayed, and you do your sujood, it could be any Nabi or our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He stood and he read his salah. How lucky you are. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after salah took place and finished, he took his mi'raj. Where the mi'raj took place, many people in the world, they do ihtifal, and or they do mawlid, or they do party, whatever you want to call it, but they forget that night, where it took place. The sad reality, as I'm from there, and come and ask people, are you being there? He goes, no. Today I was with somebody, maybe he's 75 years old. I ask him, you been there? He goes, no. Inshallah, one day I'm going to go there. You're doing so much party towards that night, but you don't know where that night took place. Of Laylat al-Isra'i wal-Mi'raj. It took place in Masjid al-Aqsa. Many people, they forget. Or many people, they still planning to go. Huh? If you attain that age and you're not thinking to go to Masjid al-Aqsa, it's a big loss for you, my brother. It's a big loss when Sulaiman alayhi salam built Masjid al-Aqsa, he raised his hand and he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for three du'as. One of the du'a that he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for, من أتى المسجد الأقصى لا ينزع إلا الصلاة فيه رجع كما ولدته أمه. That whoever come with the attention only to pray in that masjid, nothing else, that he will retain back as he were born baby. How? When that land, أرض الأنبياء, the land of أنبياء. How? When that land is the land of gathering. How? When Mihram Maryam عليها السلام right there. كلما دخل زكريا عليها المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أن لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. زكريا عليه السلام, he used to come to Maryam عليه السلام. And do I have one brother here? I don't want to embarrass him to be honest with you. And I mention his name in every masjid I go and I came in and he's here, subhanAllah. He's, I think, married for 20 years. And he couldn't, his wife, she couldn't get pregnant. He came three times in 1 year, I think. And he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for her kids. The third time he went back, he ring me. Huh? He's with us now in the masjid. He says, Salih, subhanAllah, Allah accept my dua. I go, what happened? He go, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal. I've been married for 20 years, over 20 years. And I couldn't have kids. I came and I asked Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah accepted my dua and Allah giving me twins. That proved to you the dua is accepted. Because this is the hadith, this is the story of Maryam alayhi salam, where she used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, where she used to volunteer, where she used to leave, where she used to do her khidmat, was inside of Masjid al-Aqsa. And the ayah is referring to this. When Zakariya alayhi salam, he used to come to her, he used to see fruit. In the winter, used to come to her in the summer, and in the summer, used to come to her in the winter. So when he stopped by and he asked her, Ya Maryam, from where that come to you? She responded to him and she told him, that come to me from Allah. He gave the rizq to whoever he want without a hisab. Hunalika, then Zakariya alayhi salam asked Allah Azza wa Jal for a child. Fastajabna lah, that we accepted his dua and we give him a child. And he named him Yahya alayhi salam. So my brothers and sister, if they can hear me, Aqsa is very important to you as well. Aqsa, and the sad reality is when you come to talk about Al-Aqsa, people, they start making issue for you. This is not the time for this and that. We're going to be waiting 6-7 hours by the airport. But now you need to know one thing, my brother. This moment of time, how much money you own, you cannot go to Aqsa. Because Aqsa for you is closed. Whatever money you have, huh? Whoever you are in your community, how much factory you have, how much whatever you have, if you're going to take the plane and come now there, you will be sent back because you're not allowed to enter to Aqsa. When people, they used to go, huh? And we used to invite them, they used to have excuse. And though I was visiting one place, and the owner there, he was sharing with me his stories. He goes, Sheikh, I came there first time. When I came first time, they hold me for 6 hours. I go, why I'm coming here? For what? If I'm going to stay there for 6 hours, better I go different places. I'll come only one time. Just see the place and leave. He goes, I reached there in midnight. Fajr time, I just went to Aqsa. When I was working inside of Aqsa, as soon as I enter from the door, and just the wind hit my body, and I look at the domes, and I look at Aqsa, and I see the Imam of Masjid Aqsa come and greet me as I'm from England. And I see all the beautiful faces there. I goes, I felt in love with that place. I need to come every time I have opportunity to come and pray there. How when Aqsa is Ardul Anbiya. So much ahadith been mentioning about Al-Aqsa. Maymuna alayha salam, she asked our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi Allah, O Messenger of Allah, aftina fi bayt al-Maqdis. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond, Ardul Mahshar wal-Manshar, the land of gathering is Palestine. When the Sahaba, they were staying with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Al-Aqsa in Madinatul Munawwara, and they ask him, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, aftina fi bayt al-Maqdis. In another narration, give us fatwa about that place. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He'tuhu fasallu fi." He'tuhu fasallu fi. He'tuhu fasallu fi. In another narration, he mentioned it three times. Go and pray there. Go and pray there. Go and pray there. He never say, if you mashallah have Allah give you barakah and Allah give you money in this dunya, just to send your charity. Huh? Just send your charity. No, this is not the things. The thing is, you should go and travel there. You should take your family there. You should take your kids there. You should tell your neighbor about that beauty, about that place. You should go and visit that place. This is the most important things. As today, you cannot travel there. And we don't know when the masjid is going to be open again. And we don't know when the masjid is going to be closed again. Huh? Mark my word. Now you cannot go there. We don't know when the masjid is going to be open again. And we don't know when it's going to be closed again. And today I was visiting Sheikh Ahmed Ali. Zallah kul khair, Allah protect him. Allah be with him, mashallah. The ikram that he gave us, Zallah kul khair. By sitting with me, it's enough. This is the best ikram. We were sharing with him one hadith. And he read somewhere about this hadith. When I was coming through Jordan, through Palestine to Jordan, I stopped one day in Jordan. So it was few scholars that they were from England. So they invite me for one shop to eat with them. So that sheikh, he been to Aqsa more than 18 times. He goes, "Sheikh Saleh, you know, wallah, I miss there. Subhanallah, I'm close. Look, with the car, maybe a few hours, I'll reach there. There's any way I can get there, I'll pay whatever. Huh? Whatever, I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm dying to go and pray there because I don't know if I'm going to be alive or till the open or the or I'll be dead. So I want to go and pray one salah there. There's any possibility?" I go, "Sheikh, no possibility. I'm very sorry." So I mentioned this hadith, and I used to mention it in every tour when I used to take people for tour and ziyarat. As our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huh? This hadith sahih. Sayati zamanun ala ummati. There's a time gonna come to my ummah, huh? To see Masjid al-Aqsa, to look at Masjid al-Aqsa, khayrun lahum min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. To look at one place, to look at Masjid al-Aqsa, huh? Just look with your eyes, not go and there, pray, meet the Imam Saab, enjoy the land of Palestine. Just to look at that place from very far away, better for you. Khayrun laka min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Better for you, huh, than the whole world and what's on in that world. Just look at Bayt al-Maqdis. And in this moment of time, Masjid al-Aqsa is closed. So my brothers and sisters, you need to go. You need to support the people there. Supporting people by you come and use the business. By you go to the souvenir shop and buy from. By you go and stay in the hotels. By you go to the juice boys that he's doing juice and buy from him. But you go to the one he sell abaya and you buy from him. This is a support. You will get ajr for it, my brother. Then go and give your zakah and sadaqah. No, spend money in those people that you have business there. Allah will reward you for this. Allah will reward you more for this because you're supporting the people where they are. You're supporting the people where they are and not moving from they are. Very important. When you come there, they'll hold you for 6, 7, 8 hours. Then you will be released. But you need to know one thing. That there are some brothers, they've been sent back. Huh? With many kind of reason. They used to come, they used to have some issue, and they used to stamp the passport and send them back. He goes, "You cannot go in." Next year, they come back. He goes, "You cannot go in." The following year, they come back. I know them. I go, "But why are you doing this? They've been sending you back." He goes, "At least, huh? We land in the land of Anbiya. It doesn't matter. For us, Tel Aviv, this is the land of Anbiya. All Palestine, the land of Anbiya. We land, our feet touch that thingy. Doesn't matter for us, we'll go back. Fine. One day we're going to go in. Huh? Even if we cannot go in and we die, we still have the ajr that we try many times to go and pray in that masjid. People, they are fighting. People, when Aqsa were closed for 3 months, when this coronavirus started, people, they used to go and pray by the door of Aqsa. Just pray by the door. Imagine having Jum'ah and pray by the door. Huh? When these people, they're doing this behalf of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, our mashayikh, I visit them, mashallah, lucky to visit all the mashayikh. Because what you people doing, huh, behalf of the Ummah, huh, just by sitting there and not move from there. How? When so much things happening there. How when next to Masjid al-Aqsa, there is the two Sahaba radwanallahi alayhim of Shaddad ibn Aws and Ubadah ibn Salam. How when Umar ibn al-Khattab was called to come by Sahaba radwanallahi alayhim, come and free and open the land of Palestine, where he still have up till today masjid called Masjid Al-Farouq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, right opposite the church, the Holy Sepulchre Church, one of the important church for the Christian. How? When Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, when he opened Masjid al-Aqsa 912 years ago, he have still up till today a masjid and a khanqa and an area called Al-Khanqa Salahiyya up till today exists by the middle of the Christian quarter. Huh? How? When Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, they are buried, more than 35,000 Sahaba, they are buried by Imwas. Huh? How when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam qabr right there? How when Nabi Yunus alayhi salam maqam right there? How when Nabi Musa alayhi salam maqam right there? How in all Anbiya alayhum salam, they were all gathering there. As what I'm mentioning, Ardul Anbiya. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he built Aqsa. Forgiven from all your sins, the dua, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal, where you can get this except Hajj. So much history, by history, by history. When in the land of Palestine, if you come, you will experience this, my brother, with your own eyes. So your duty to have the niyyah and to have the attention towards that place. In this moment of time, you can do not do anything except to raise your hand and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for dua. That the masjid will be opened very soon and you can enter to that masjid. People, my brother, let's go back with you to the situation of our people in the West Bank. People, they cannot come and visit Al-Aqsa from next door to Jerusalem. Where we go to the Batani. Batani, where the orphanage is, Mawlana Kaleem. Huh? How far away from Jerusalem? 10 minutes? People from there, they cannot visit Al-Aqsa. Except Ramadan. Huh? And in Ramadan, who allowed to come? Those people, they are over 50 years old. You know what these people do, my brother? Huh? They will not land in Tel Aviv, have Wi-Fi, have nice sofa, and sit in the air condition, and have the tea, have the roti, have whatever, till they give the passport, just relaxing. Those people, they will stay in the queue from 2 o'clock in the morning, huh, up till dhuhr time. They are in the queue in order for them to come and pray one salah inside of Aqsa. And in the end, they close the border and they tell them, go back. Aqsa closed. We cannot let you come. I'm imagining one of the time I was working in Salahuddin Street. Me, my wife, my daughter. So one guy, he just explained to his son, Aqsa, this, Anbiya, when we come in, we need to kiss the floor, we need to touch the tree, it's Baraka, everything inside Baraka. I'm listening to him and I'm telling my wife, I don't know where this guy is from. Maybe he's from Canada. So I share, brother, how are you? Oh, Jazakallah, how are you? Where are you from? He goes, I'm from here. I go, where here? He goes, I'm from a place called Nablus. By the way, Nablus, how long away from here? From Jerusalem? 40 minutes. I go, this is the only time for you to come in. He goes, Wallahi al-Azim, I've been trying many time, I couldn't come in. But I make paper from the doctor that I'm coming to the hospital, and they allowed me to come, and I'm lucky. You cannot believe how much lucky I am. I want to go in. I'm just saying to my son, when we come in, we need to kiss the floor. Sahaba radwanullahi alayhi, before they come from the gate of Damascus gate, they used to take the shoes out. They go, how dare we walk in our shoes where Anbiya and Sahaba radwanullahi alayhim been walked. Huh? So this is how the land of Palestine, my brother. This is how the people there, they are doing and they're going through so much things. Huh? Again, behalf of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just go there. And when you go there, you will taste. Anyway, I always tell the brother when I go around, I goes, cup of juice. Huh? I'll tell you, I make special juice. You come to Aqsa, I'll tell you this. I have here juice, no one can make it. Till you not taste it, you will not know how much tasty is this juice. But when you drink from it, what the best juice we've been drinking here. Why we not buy it all the time from the market? Oh, wife, every time you go to the market, get that juice. True? But when you come to Aqsa, you will taste. By you looking at the masjid, by you pray in the masjid, by you meet the people of the masjid, by you meeting the imam of the masjid, then you know what I'm talking about. Ask Mawlana Kaleem. Huh? Ask Al-Faraz, he's with us in the masjid. Ask Mawlana Abdullah. Huh? Ask Ma'soom. Ask many people, they've been wise 3, 4, 5, 6, and 10 times. Ask them. Huh? Go talk to them. Tell them, give us advice. The advice is, they'll tell you, you go there. When you land there, they'll hold you. And though I was giving speech that day with some scholars, he go, Wallahi al-Azim, me and my entire family, we land, as soon as we land, we have the visa and we can release. So beautiful land. Why? Because Ardul Anbiya. The land of Anbiya. How much these people they do in Aqsa? They came with a lot of money and you are going through because they're doing work for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, every time we go to the orphanage, boys' orphanage, people, they are standing there without no parents. As soon as they saw us, they start shaking. You cannot believe it's the smile in the face. The teacher, he telling me, when I visit him with one of his family, he's working Tel Aviv these days, I took him, we went to the orphanage. He goes, Sheikh, people, the boys, they didn't know what's going on in the world. They've been asking about you every single day. Because we put smile in the face. Look how much ajr you can get with this. Maybe small things you do there, Allah will accept it and you will enter Jannat al-Firdaus. We know which dua and whose dua will be accepted. Today, me and Mawlana Abdullah, we visit one scholar. His son telling us stories. He goes, I was not married. And I was not even planned. So one woman, she just followed me and asked me for money. I took money and I gave it to her. She raised his hand and she said, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you a wife and name her and she will be her name Saliha. He just telling a story today. Huh? And he goes, Subhanallah, I came back and Allah make everything easy for me and I married, and the woman I married her name Saliha.
Subhanallah.
We don't know. Dua is accepted. He said, even though you are warning me of this, not give money and this, she just follow me. I just took and I give her. And she make this dua for me. Huh? We don't know which dua will be accepted. You know, this virus coming now on many people in your community passed away. Many of your friend, many of your neighbor, many of your family. So we don't know when we're going to pass away. So as much good deed we do, inshallah we do. Allah will accept. Huh? I took so much from your time. But the message that clearly, my brothers, coming from all the way from Palestine up to this masjid and this area, to invite you to come to Masjid al-Aqsa. People, they experience here, they were in i'tikaf and they come every year for i'tikaf. They will be in the company of Masjid al-Aqsa. How lucky they will be and spending the last 10 days of Ramadan. Huh? One guy called Tawfiq or Chico or whatever, he's from London, he's been calling me every 2 weeks. The opening, when they gonna open, man? I'm dying to come. I book my flight for next month. Then he delay. Then he goes, I book my flight for the following month. Why? Because this is the love of that place. So my brother, inshallah, I'm going to see all of you coming to me. Inshallah. I'm sorry I took a few time, but I just saw you number. They are sitting to listen to me. So you need to have the niyyah, inshallah, that as soon Aqsa will be open. Lingul Mawlana Abdullah Mayat, mashallah. He come all the time. Mawlana Kaleem, Salfiraz. Beautiful team. Wallahi, beautiful team. I'm telling you, they're not an agent, they're not a company. They just take brothers from this town and they come with. And they have the beautiful time there. Huh? And once, mashallah, they came and they raised some money and they bought a coach for the orphanage. We went and we make big event there. Even the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa and the people in charge of Awqaf came and we did big things for them and we gave them the coach. It was a beautiful experience. So my brother, inshallah, inshallah, the masjid will be open soon.
Inshallah.
Who want to come, raise your hand. Takbir. Inshallah, inshallah, my brother. Inshallah, you will see me. And again, when you come, inshallah, through Mawlana Abdullah, or through this team, the first face to see, my face. And the last things to see, is my face. So make sure when you come, inshallah, you see me. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, accept all the work that we do in Palestine. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, liberate and free the land of Palestine.
Ameen.
May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, protect the Muslim wherever they are in this earth.
Ameen.
May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, accept my coming to this place to invite and call people to Masjid al-Aqsa.
Ameen.
Please also remember my father in your dua. A few days ago, he been passed away for 1 year and he just buried right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. Just keep him in your dua, inshallah, that Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him with all his sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, accept him to Jannat al-Firdaus. Please, anyone want to greet me, I'm here. Anyone want to ask any question as well? You can come and I'll be very happy, inshallah, to answer any question you want. Jazakum Allah khair once again for listening to me. May Allah reward you. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, accept.